Welcome to Seek Christ Today. I'm Beth Fernie Johnson, pastor at St. Stephen in Sylvania, Ohio. Today, our text continues with Jesus as he is staying on target, headed toward Jerusalem. And here Jesus gives the disciples and others, 70 people in total, an internship of sorts. In Luke chapter 10, beginning with verse 1, Jesus sends out 70 disciples in teams of two, and they are to go out and to do ministry. They are to preach, they are to teach, and especially they are to heal. And as Jesus gives them instructions about how this is going to work, there's a couple of important points that Jesus gives them. First of all, they are not sent out alone, but they go out together. There's kind of a buddy system there in place. Secondly, they are going to depend on God. If you look at what they're taking, it's not much in the suitcase. In fact, they're not even supposed to take a suitcase or a backpack or anything. They're basically just walking out the door right as they are, depending that God will put people in place to help them and to take care of them. They are depending upon God's grace shown through other people. And when they enter a village, when they enter a house, they are to greet the people they meet in peace and say, "Peace be with you." And if people are not hospitable, if they don't wash your feet as a greeting as you enter their house, you're not supposed to waste time arguing or discussing things with them. You are to simply move on and find a more receptive spot, more receptive folks. And so the 70 do this. They go out and they return saying, "Wow, we have done amazing things." And Jesus has some important words. Jesus says, "Don't be impressed at the work that you think you've done, but remember that God has done that work through you." Some questions to ponder. When have you felt welcomed? Have you ever tried, or when have you tried, to be welcoming? And do you have a story of when you were totally dependent upon God's grace? If you'd like to explore these questions, please go to our Facebook page, Seek Christian. I'd also invite you to visit a local church where you can build relationships that will continue to help you grow in faith with you on the journey as together we seek Christ. Please tune in again next week. Blessings.